Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 4 through 7.
As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
Now, today's devotional reflection. Have you ever witnessed a wheat field being burnt at the end of the growing season? The farmer will start a fire at both ends of the field. And when the flames meet in the middle, they burn themselves out. Two hot blazing fires put themselves out in a matter of moments when they meet. Christ followers should never be embarrassed if they feel their passion is dying. Why? If one burned too intensely perpetually, they would burn out to the point that they might not be rekindled, much like the burning of a wheat field. Even a candle does not burn with the same intensity. If you watch a candle, it flickers. Candles flicker for various reasons, some of which are part of the natural behavior of a candle flame. A candle flame is not a constant light source, but an ever-changing and dynamic occurrence. The flickering often gives the observer the desire to come and investigate. There is something about the uneven flicker of the flame that is not just attractive, but also beautiful and captivating. Similarly, a campfire that does not produce flames does not necessarily mean the fire has been extinguished. Just because no flames are visible doesn't indicate that the fire is extinguished. Concealed embers can be misleading. A strong gust of wind can reignite the fire and cause it to spread quickly. On October 25th, 2003, a lost hunter in the Cleveland National Forest east of San Diego lit a small campfire to attract the attention of rescuers. The Santa Ana winds caused that small campfire to become the largest wildfire in California history at that time. Sometimes our fervency ebbs so the Holy Spirit might fan that fervency into a more robust devotion. Often, all we can do is ask the Holy Spirit to cause His winds to rekindle the flame. Why? Because God wants us to depend on His power to kindle the fire into what He desires it to be. Often, superficial passion is cooled so it can be fanned into genuine love. Remember, the zeal of genuine love attracts the unbelieving world. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.